Here's a headline in the Chicago Tribune the other day. City reaches $38.75 million settlement in the red light ticket lawsuit. And I have to tell you, I've been here long enough to be cynical or skeptical about the process. I shouldn't be. I guess what it is bleed over. I'm so cynical and skeptical about the city and about the county and about the efficiencies. But this is sort of the flip side. If, in fact, they were screwing people left and right for years on those red light camera tickets, now there is a class action settlement, and over a million of you may be in it. And you're going to get, and this is, pardon me, but the hard part for me to believe, maybe 50% of what you paid in that red light ticket in 2014 or 2011. A check is going to come in the mail. It'll be made out to you, and you'll run to the mailbox. A mailbox is a square thing on a pole in front of a lawn. And you'll open up this envelope, and there will be money for you. And you'll take it to the bank, and then you'll go to the mall, in theory. Now, the attorney who's in front of this is a guy named Jackie Zolna. He's a lawyer with a firm called, I just said Jackie, pardon me, JC, with Myron M. Cherry and Associates. Welcome to the show. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Are congratulations in advance warranted here?
Thank you for that. But yes, it still does need to be approved by the city council this week.
So what happened? Take me just back to the infractions themselves. What was going on there?
Well, the law required the city to issue a certain number of notices to individuals who are accused of the camera violations, as well as give them a certain amount of time to either pay or contest or otherwise deal with these tickets. And what was happening was the city was not following their own rules. They were not sending the right notices. They were speeding up the time that people had to do something with these tickets. And then on the back end, once they were found liable, they actually sped up the time through which they could double the ticket.
Okay, but then this is, it sounds administrative. That is, everybody's familiar with the frustration we had. Maybe the time that the light was yellow wasn't sufficiently long, and people felt like they were wrongly being given tickets, or there was no way they could avoid getting the ticket. This isn't about that, is it?
Correct. There's obviously a lot of different controversies surrounding this program. Our suit covers what you could call a discrete series of practices that we uncovered, and those are going to be the people who are affected, and those are the people who are in our case.
And then to say nothing of the scandal of who the contractors were and how they got the contract, which is another sort of unfortunate angle to the story. But if it had been done legitimately and people were deserving of those tickets and they needed to pay the tickets, your suit is still germane, isn't it? Because you're not talking about whether or not people were getting screwed or the city had a bogus deal with the vendor. You're just talking about how they were handling these arrangements, right?
Correct. I mean, it really boils down to, you know, the city's holding us to the letter of the law, so much so that they're putting a camera on every corner to watch our backs to make sure we're following it. We here kind of turned the camera on them and made sure that they were following the law as well, which they weren't in this circumstance.
But pardon me, isn't that just a little ironic? I mean, so every facet of this thing stunk, didn't it? People shouldn't have been getting the tickets. The contractors shouldn't have had the contract with the city. And then even when they did execute it, then they screwed that up as well. I mean, nothing about this was right.
I don't know why you sound so surprised, John.
I do. I think we. I get your point, and touche. But seriously, the city's not in the business to screw or frustrate people. It just seems that way. It shouldn't be that way. And this is maybe as good an example as we'll ever have. This is fantastic.
I agree, and really in litigating this case, I think we wanted to make a point to the city that you can't do this. And if you're going to run these camera programs, you have to follow the law as well. So I think we accomplished that in ultimately getting a chunk of money this big.
So how did you get the class then? I mean, there have been individual cases. You're representing over a million people yourself. Am I right?
Correct.
A million people or a million tickets?
A million. It's about 1.2 million people.
How many tickets does that represent?
Roughly 1.5 million.
Okay. So some people got dinged a couple of times.
Correct.
And the idea is then if you're part of the class, I'll be notified by mail?
Correct. Right now.
Email or snail mail?
It will be snail mail.
Okay. So that's fine. Don't start going through your envelopes, kids. Don't throw that stuff away.
Right. If the city has, obviously, they're able to find people to send these tickets to collect the money, we're going to make sure that, obviously they'll be able to find these people to send them the money back.
Well, did these 1.2 million people in fact pay on these tickets? That's what we're talking about. Some people didn't.
Some people did. Some people didn't.
If you did, you're part of the class. If you didn't, you're not part of the class.
If you didn't, you can get up to half of your amounts owed wiped out.
Okay, I got to think about that for a second. If you didn't pay, half that you'll owe will be wiped out.
Correct.
Oh, that's right, because that's the equivalent then of the people who paid in full and are getting half off. Everybody's out 50%.
Correct.
Or getting back 50% if the glass is half full.
Exactly.
Okay, so do these people, you told me off the air last week that these people had previously been notified of their eligibility, their participation in the class already, right?
Not necessarily. What happened was, you know, the city, as after we obtained a few victories in court, they actually passed a new law about a year ago that tried to reauthorize the relitigation of these tickets. So they sent out a new notice. You may be familiar with those blue review notices that went out over the holiday period.
Yeah.
Those were the tickets that were part of our suit. The only people who got those blue review notices were the people who were part of our lawsuit. So the easiest way to determine whether you're in or you're out is if you got that blue review notice, the tickets that are listed on that, those are the tickets that are subject to our suit.
Fair enough.
Otherwise, class members and people out there who are affected can just hold tight for right now. Something will be coming out. If you are part of this case, you don't need to do anything right now.
You will get something in the mail.
You will get
something. A lot of us have had those class action settlements. If you have purchased a banana sometime between 1972 and 1978, you're due for a 1 cent refund from Chiquita, right? You get those.
Correct.
Something like this?
It's going to be a little more than a cent, though, for a lot of people.
What is it going to amount to?
Well, an average ticket is $100. Most of these tickets will have been doubled. So a good chunk of the tickets will be $200 each.
Because they weren't paid in time?
Because they weren't paid in time. That's kind of the back end of our case as well. They sped up that amount of time where they could double the ticket. So if someone's out there and they have $200 owed, you know, they paid $200 for a ticket, they're in line to get up to $100 back.
Really? If they paid otherwise they get $100 off the total bill. And then what about court? Are there other court costs, other expenses associated with this process?
There's obviously costs associated with administering something like this,
but I'm talking about as an individual ticket writer, like $100, maybe $200. Is it actually $278 because you're also dinged for court costs or something like that?
That's correct. It's all amounts paid on a ticket or all amounts owed on a ticket. So you're right. There are sometimes you see the collection costs tacked onto these things. That falls within our settlement as well.
Hmm. When are people going to get the money?
It's going to take a while, several months. My best guess, if everything runs smoothly, it could be mid-2018.
Why?
Well, first of all, the settlement hasn't even been approved yet by the city council. Yeah. So the administration of this whole process has not even started yet.
You did say mid-2018, right?
Correct.
Okay,
keep going. So what happens is there has to be a period of time to send this notice out to the class and allow them the opportunity, you know, to submit their claim and things like that. It's a process. We have to go to the court. The court oversees all this. So it's not something that can be done in a week, and it never can in a case like this, in a case this size.
Should there be something a little more punitive about the settlement? I mean, if this is all of the people getting half of the money, maybe it should even be a larger amount to sort of, I don't know if any of us benefits from any of our governmental bodies losing more money, but usually you ding them even more and then they're more motivated to do right next time. Is anything like that happening here?
Well, I think what was close to $40 million settlement is a pretty significant sum of money for the city. I think we've, you know, made a point to the city that, you know, you need to follow the law.
Does this get their attention? 38 million? I mean, it's a big city.
You'd be surprised. Well, you shouldn't be surprised. It was extremely hard to negotiate an amount.
Give 38 million out of
this
them.
Amount.
Was that a negotiated amount? Were you back and forth with them across the conference table?
For a long period of time, yes.
No kidding. Long period of time, meaning one day, 7 hours, or 22 days?
It's maybe on and off over the past year.
How hard is that? I mean, and then at the end of the day, you come up with 50%, which seems to be reasonable, maybe even fortunate for the city. Hell, if they got 38, they got 76. Why not give 100% back? These people got screwed.
Well, that's the settlement, right? I mean, they are on the one hand, you have a lawsuit like ours, which we were doing very well in, and we think we would have prevailed. But on the other hand, you have, you know, the city being undefeated in these cases. The law favors them in these types of cases.
No
so they're very difficult cases. I think ours is a little bit different than the rest of them. But there's you know, all that goes into the calculus of determining whether the risk versus the reward in any kind of settlement.
But you said undefeated. But in individual cases prior to this, in fact, the judges have been throwing these out, right?
They, you know, individual suits were, or individual, it's not even suits, it's the administrative hearing where someone may have gotten a ticket when they weren't supposed to. Yeah, obviously, people have prevailed in those in the past, but on in a class action which challenges a practice or the camera program as a whole, those cases have never won.
Then why did the city settle? Why did the
city? Because in this case, ours is a little bit different. We got past what, you know, usually the judge throws these cases out in the beginning. Our case got past that step. That was a huge step in our case because it was the first time where a judge said, this case, the judge did not rule that we were won or lost.
She thinks it has merit.
She did say it could potentially have merit. I'm going to allow it to go forward. So,
and you said, yeehaw.
Something similar to that, yes, yeah. when that happened.
And the city said, oh, crap, now what do we do?
Correct.
So they settle. Okay, it's 121. Somebody wanted to know if this is just Chicago City. Is it Cook County? Is it Chicagoland area? Where are these cameras? Does that define the class in some way? Let's answer that, maybe your question, too. My number is 312-981-7200. On Sunday, somebody texted us, Saturday, on my show, and they said, what if I was driving a truck for my employer and it gets the ticket, and my employer hits me with the ticket? Who gets the check? How do I know? Those, and maybe your question too. 312-981-7200. We're talking about the red light ticket program and this pending settlement. So, you know, we had these red light cameras. We did. A lot of things were wrong about them. And among them, if nothing else, the administration of those tickets. People weren't given enough time to respond. There was a class action suit. It looks like that class action suit is being reviewed favorably by the courts because while it's not been settled completely, actually, has it been settled completely? Like what? So how do I describe the status then of the class?
We've reached a deal with the city's law department, and it's pending approval of the
city council. So in our studio is J.C. Zolna. He is a lawyer with Myron M. Cherry and Associates. They are representing that class of over a million people, all to get 50% off sometime next year. Be nice if they got it. Oh, I don't know. I was thinking it'd be nice if they got their money before Christmas this year. It'd be nice if they got it before Christmas of 2018. You think middle of next year they'll get the money.
Correct.
Yeah. Some of our texters are asking, why only half? I think you addressed that. I mean, that's just the best deal you felt like you could. What was your last offer, like 60%? And then they said, no, 40%?
No, I mean, obviously there's a lot of back and forth. It's a settlement, right? So everyone has to compromise a little bit. And in the past, in the dozen or so other class action lawsuits that have been brought against the city for these things, the city's paid zero. So, you know, in this case is the first time they've come up with some money. They've come up with quite a bit of money, you know, and it's a very good amount. And that's the deal we made. And it was a hard-fought deal. And, you know, we're happy with it.
John, we got tickets. What if we've moved?
As long as your address is up to date with your vehicle, with the Secretary of State, that's where we're going to get the information to send the notice. So
what if I sold the vehicle?
Well, then if you moved, hopefully if you move, you do a forwarding address with the post office. In which case, we would send the mailing would go to your last known address with the Secretary of State, which if you've forwarded your address, the post office will send along to your current address.
John, what if it works if I drive for a fleet and I'm responsible for my own actions? I got the ticket on the company truck. The license plate then is the company's, not mine, but I'm due the refund.
If there's employees out there who have, you know, the employer requires them to pay these tickets, they're going to need to talk to their employer because they're the registered owner of the vehicle. They're the ones who technically were liable. They may not have ultimately paid, but there's no way for us, even the city or anyone else, to know who ultimately paid that ticket. So if you had to reimburse your employer for that, that's an issue you're going to need to talk to your employer about.
One last thing, JC. So you said, watch your mailbox. There's no website I can log into, type in my name or license plate?
There will be soon. Again, like I said, we're still pending. This settlement is still pending approval with the city council, so the administration of it has not yet kickstarted. But soon, hopefully in a matter of weeks, there will be a website with all the information about the website and, you know, how to proceed.
Okay. Nice job, I think. You know, here again, this thing is screwed up. I'm not a fan of seeing the city fork over $34 million when I have to pay extra for soda. I know those are different, municipality, one's county, one's city, but it just seems to me like we need the city, county, and state to be smart with their money, smart with their administrative practices, and not waste it, not have to send out $34 million. That money's got to come from somewhere, and ultimately it comes from the taxpayers of the city.
Well, the good news for taxpayers, at least some partial good news, is that a big portion of the settlement is going to be funded through the settlement with Redflex, the vendor that was at the center of all the bribery scandal and all that. So a big chunk of this is going to be funded through that.
That is very good news. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thanks for coming in, and let's stay in touch, keep our listeners informed.
I will. Thank you.